At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Sheila Fogarty on LBC. Call 0345-6060-973.
The jury in the Ghislaine Maxwell trial have been out for their deliberations. It all wound up very quickly, felt to me. Let's talk to Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent. We'll talk about Joe Biden in a moment, but that trial, the defence element of it seemed to just wrap up super quick, didn't it, really?
Very quickly. I mean, there was talk about this trial. Both the prosecution and defence cases ended much more rapidly than had been anticipated. We thought this was going to be a six-week trial. And in the event, it looks like it's all going to be done and dusted in half that time. At one point, the defence was talking about calling 35 witnesses and flying people in from all over the world to testify in Ghislaine Maxwell's defence.
Did they all say no?
Well, there was actually the judge that kind of short-circuited all of this. I mean, it's not entirely clear whether those 35 witnesses actually were ready and willing to come and testify, but certainly when at one point the defence lawyers said they needed a break because a witness had not yet arrived in New York, the judge said, well, I'm very sorry, that's not the rule in my courtroom. The rule in my courtroom is your witnesses need to be lined up and ready to testify. So if they're not here, you've got to move on to the next one, because we're not waiting.
Right.
So that sort of short-circuited the defence case. The prosecution case also found itself facing some difficulties, certainly in the early stages, with testimony in court that defence lawyers argued, testimony from some of Ghislaine Maxwell's accusers, that defence lawyers argued didn't jive with the things that they had previously said in some of the encounters that they'd had with lawyers and prosecutors. There are a substantial number of Ghislaine Maxwell's siblings who have been attending these final days of the trial and are now waiting for the jury to make its decision. Remember, she's facing charges of recruiting, grooming, and conspiring with Jeffrey Epstein to recruit, groom, and sexually abuse teenage girls. Very serious charges that could lead to decades in jail were she to be convicted. We are waiting and watching to see what happens.
Yeah, and also with Joe Biden, he's making a statement later on today about 7:30 our time in the UK. What's it expected to be around? Omicron and vaccination?
I mean, he is playing a game of catch up with reality here. For the last 2 weeks, Omicron has completely outpaced his government and his presidency. There has been no sense in which there was a plan B sitting on the shelf to dust off. Joe Biden 2 weeks ago was saying, when Omicron first reared its head here, that he believed the country was going to be okay. We're going to get through this. Well, we will, of course, get through it, but he didn't have any plans to mitigate the impacts of Omicron in the United States. Only last week, the White House was insisting that the country has the tools not to have to close businesses and schools. But even as it was articulating that message, businesses and schools were taking matters into their own hands, certainly here in Washington, D.C., sending kids home, universities up in New York, Cornell, New York University, moving everything online. And businesses telling people to start working at home. I see CNN told all of its staff yesterday that unless their work requires them to be in the office, they need to start working from home. Google abandoned plans to bring everybody back to the office for the first time on January the 10th. They say they haven't got a date in mind. So the president tonight, we are told, is going to unveil new strategies for trying to turn Omicron back, hours after the Centers for Disease Control disclosed that it is now the dominant variant in the United States, responsible for 73% of cases in the last week. 1 week ago, that number stood at just 4%. So that gives you a sense of the scale of the shift that's happened here. He is apparently going to announce that he is buying 500 million rapid test kits That will immediately be available starting in January, free of charge for members of the public who will be able to hop on a website and
order them. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? Because I saw the clip of his spokeswoman looking like the questioner who suggested it was insane.
Mocking. Literally 10 days ago, Jen Psaki mocking a reporter from National Public Radio who asked, why is it that the Europeans and the America's partners in Europe and Asia have got all of these lateral flow test kits? And they are extraordinarily hard to find here. I mean, and they have been, this has been a persistent problem in terms of America's battle with COVID-19, and it's partly money. CVS, the biggest chain of pharmacies in the United States, made more than $3 billion in revenue this year from COVID testing. Not just from the sale of kits that are expensive and pricey, but from in-store testing. And so the idea that suddenly the market would be flooded with free test kits is obviously deeply opposed by the pharmaceutical industry, by the chemists' lobby.
Un-American.
What is this, socialized medicine? You know, absolutely not. But the notion that Jen Psaki 10 days ago was mocking a reporter for suggesting that they should be, and now they're going to do it. It shows you the scale with which the tide is moving.
Yes, it does. Yeah, well, we'll see what he says. Thanks very much, Simon. Good to talk to you. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.